you made the adjustment in your approach with changing the name from Mandolin Orange to Watch House. And I know that's been kind of a consistency thing because your fans have followed you. You've been traveling up until your break. How has it been reintroducing yourselves to the audience and gathering new folks?
It's been really nice. I mean, I think these last several years, I think the most unusual feeling part about it was getting back on the road after the pandemic. And so I feel like it was just everyone getting used to being at shows again, both us and the audience. And I think especially last year and 2023, but especially last year, it felt really nice to feel like people were back in the swing of things again with that. And it made it easier for us to feel like we're reestablished.
Now, is this tour going to be with the other guys that you have performed with in the past, or is it going to be streamlined down to you and Andrew?
The show in Connecticut is actually just Andrew and me duo. That's how we've done the last couple of years. And then once we get into late spring and summer, we'll be doing the rest of the year with the band once the album is out.
Now you're bringing out a new recording. I was only able to listen to the one track that's available right now, but it sounds like you've changed just a little bit in terms of kind of the instrumentation, but that may just be me not hearing all the previous materials. Have you changed the way that you approach the recording? Because I recall seeing an interview where you were doing essentially a live recording with the group and recording that as opposed to the layered overdub, doing the instruments and then coming back and doing the vocals. How did you approach this new recording?
Yeah, this recording was sort of a hybrid of both of those things. We did and track most of it live with the band, but then we gave a little more attention and time to the overdubs than we have in past recordings. I think this record was a real challenge for us because we also gave ourselves kind of unlimited time and tried to really open up all the possibilities of how we could make it and where we could make it and when. And I guess the saying goes, you know, that you need some limitations for creativity. And I think it really challenged us to feel like everything was on the table, and it made it a lot harder to finish, honestly, than a lot of the records that we've done a lot faster.
No, no, Andrew is primarily doing a lot of the songwriting. I have to think that you've been contributing in different ways, listening to lyrics, maybe making suggestions. How has that evolved since the break and now coming back into this new project?
These songs on this album that's coming out in May have actually been written and worked on over the course of, you know, the last 4 or 5 years even, because the last record we made before this one was just before the pandemic started. So I feel like these songs have followed us through a lot of phases of our lives the last few years, and the core components are the same. Andrew is the songwriter, and it's a very personal process for him, writing the lyrics and the melodies and getting really the whole backbone of the song together. And then by the time we sit down to really work on it together, I've usually heard it a lot of times. There are a lot of harmony parts or thoughts that I have about the song that have just sort of developed naturally as I'm hearing it before we're really sitting down and playing it. So I would say it's very much the same. We just have a lot less time to do it now that we have two kids.
Well, there's nothing like a busy house to keep you busy. There was an interesting discussion that I saw off of your website where you were talking, I guess it was in England when you were touring in Europe a couple of years ago, where you were discussing the influences that have come into the music, because as the so-called American roots style, which brings an amalgam of all early American music together, more acoustic than electric, that you're keeping your ears open, as I know many musicians do, to different styles of music and trying to select things that you can bring into your own. How has that evolved even further over the last couple of years since you took the break and you were really rethinking your presentation as Watch House?
I would say it's been pretty fluid. Like, there was never a moment where we made a concerted effort to completely change something. But I think the music that we're listening to is always changing, and drawing inspiration from different places. And I know over the last several years when a lot of these new songs were being written, we were listening to a ton of older, you know, 60s and 70s, like Irish folk music, and really fell in love with the bouzouki, which is kind of like a hybrid between a guitar and a mandolin, I guess, for folks who aren't familiar. So that we were really happy, like, made its way onto a ton of this new record, even though our music doesn't sound anything like 60s Irish folk necessarily. Just having those textures from that instrument, it just really breathed a lot of energy into these songs for us.
You both are multi-instrumentalists in the sense of playing a couple of different instruments. What's the decision on how you're going to bring everything together? Is it how the music was written on a guitar or on a mandolin, or is it another process?
It's a lot of trial and error. We tend to try the songs a lot of different ways, and it'll kind of depend on what shows we have coming up. If we're playing as a duo, then we figure out the song that way with just two instruments. And then when we're making a record and we feel like there's a lot less limitation, then we kind of include anything and everything that we hear. And then when it's time to hit the road with new songs that we've just recorded, I feel like the starting place is the recording, but they always evolve a lot because what works in a studio doesn't always work out live. So it really is a lot of trial and error.
Are you still incorporating traditional songs that you reinterpret into your own style, or just using what you hear from the catalog of traditional folk, blues, bluegrass material, trying to maybe reintroduce it to your audience, selectively bringing in some of the old material that has influenced your singing, playing, and writing?
We do occasionally do that. I think that biggest challenge for us now is we've recorded so many albums that it's hard to fit all the songs we want to play into one show. But we're always playing the old songs, you know, when we're sitting around, and every now and then one will work its way into the set list. So yeah, they kind of come and go a lot quicker than our own material. We might play a song for a couple shows and that's that, but that helps keep it fresh feeling for us too.
Yeah, I know most musicians want to keep things fresh and fluid. Have you been hearing things from maybe some up-and-coming folks, or maybe re-listening to some of your influences that are shaping some of those decisions these days?
Yeah, I would say we're not necessarily looking around at what other folks are doing to shape our own shows. It's a lot more based on like our comfort zone and what feels good to us. But it is still inspiring to look around and see what other people are doing and remind ourselves that a lot of the rules that we sometimes unintentionally impose on ourselves, like, we don't need them. And that's always a good reminder just from taking in what everybody else is doing.
Talk to me a little bit about the new recording. What kinds of things are on there that may be pointing in either a different direction or an evolution of what you've been doing, so that folks who have not heard it yet will have a good idea what they're going to hear when you're performing?
Yeah, we hope it's an evolution. I don't think it will be out of left field for anybody who listens to our music, but, you know, we incorporated a lot of the same instruments that we play. We worked with a really good friend of ours, Ryan Gustafson. His band is called The Dead Tongues. He's just like a longtime, really trusted friend and musical inspiration of ours. And he co-produced the record with Andrew. And that was really helpful for us, not only his musical ideas, but just having someone in the room who we've known for a really long time and who has known us for a long time. So it kind of keeps you honest, I think. And there was a real balance of some of the older, more string band, acoustic driven material, but also allowing ourselves not be bound to that and sort of go all out on some of the man tracks as well.
I'm looking at the cover of the album, this very nice graphic, which looks like a very busy household's kitchen. it's just kind of a clue of some background of how life has been with the growing family.
It's actually kind of a cool background to that image. It was created by a North Carolina artist, Zoe Van Buren is her name. And the original of that image is a paper cut image. So she cut all those details and lines out of a piece of paper. We were talking about working with her on the album cover, and that image just really stood out to us and felt like it had a lot of meaning to our personal lives and where these songs came from, like the idea of home and what it means to you and what you carry with you and what you leave behind. And we were really happy with the fit of that image.
It's kind of along some of the lyrics of All Around You, the track that that was able to listen to. You know, you've got what looks like kind of a clothesline with some garments and towels hanging out, coffee cup and or coffee pot, and some bowls on the floor. It looks like someone's busy household.
Yes. Yeah. And yeah, what are the things that we do with our time and that keep us grounded and, you know, give our life meaning?
What should folks know that they may not know about Watch House these days that your longtime fans may want to remember or learn about the group as you tour, and especially when it's just the two of you before you bring the rest of the band in later in the tour?
This show in Connecticut is our first show since August of last year. And I think aside from COVID, even during COVID, that might be the longest we've gone without stepping on some kind of stage together. So I'm excited for that fresh energy and what it's going to feel like to be back at it.